Kick off hour number three of the program here live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. This segment brought to you by MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. So we get set for Alabama-Tennessee, 9 o'clock, Saturday night. John Reed will be out at Elkmont Exchange.
I'll be there.
Houston Crest will be at Elkmont Exchange with John Reed. Hang out with Fan Run Radio. If I go out there, I'm going early. I'm like going to go early, nice dinner.
That's what I was thinking. Get there, eat, enjoy, and then
Watch some other games
and then settle in for at least the first half. I don't know. I guess they're going to stay open for the whole thing.
We were talking about that. Our start the show. It's crazy. I guess there'll be other games on. You can get there. The other big game starts like 7:30, actually, now that I think about it. The
ABC
game
is like
7:30. Yeah, so there you go. Make your plans. Elkmont Exchange for the Alabama game. Watch it with Fan Run Radio. Let's go back to the phone lines and grab Roberto, 865-546-8200, if you want to join the show. What's up, Berto?
Guys, good morning. I've really enjoyed the show. I came in at the end of a segment, I think it was the end of the segment, and you were talking about somebody had texted in that basically Pruitt can't coach and last week was an aberration and stuff. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Was it? I'm going to guess that was caller Jamie.
No.
Big Jamie fan?
Troy B.
Oh, no.
Troy B.
Troy B.
Okay, well.
It's a good guess, though.
Of the same ilk. And I have no problem with him saying that. I mean, but I don't think we have any empirical evidence that could say we need to fire this guy right now. Now, if we'd lost last weekend, he should have been runt on a rail this weekend, after this weekend, what's going to happen. But big last weekend was. But he wins games that are really, really important. I just can't believe we lost BYU, and I don't even know if that was coaching. You know, I thought we were well coached in the games that we really believe we can win this year. Don't you?
Wait, say that again.
I believe we have been well coached in the games that we feel like we can win.
I'll say outside of Georgia State.
But I mean, I think we thought we were going to roll our helmets out. I'm not making excuses for a Georgia State loss.
I agree with you. I think that whole game they're thinking it doesn't matter. We're more talented. They waited
a
little.
BYU is more important.
Yep.
And look at Georgia State out here. They're going to make a bowl before we do.
Yeah.
They're going to make a bowl probably. Go figure. Well, we launched them. We have a tendency to do that. That's not why I called, guys. Here's my deal. If we run Brian Maurer out on Saturday, I think Pruitt thinks, hey, it'll make us tougher as a team and all this other stuff. It's stupid. It's idiotic. And if that kid gets hurt and we end up going 4-8 or worse, it's a fireable offense. So going back to what the caller or the texter was saying earlier, that would be a fireable offense. That kid can lead us to a bowl game. And I'm not sheeping it up. That kid can lead us to a bowl game. He's got the moxie, and he's got the arm, and he's got a quick release for running those RPOs. He looks like a kid that could lead us to a bowl game this year. But if we trot him out and he gets hurt, he's been hurt both times he's played this year. People don't realize. I don't think people are putting that in perspective. Two starts, two pretty heavy injuries where he had to leave the game. That's not a good thing. And Alabama's the hardest. They're going to hit harder than any team we've played. I don't know if they're better defensively. As a matter of fact, I know they're not. But they're going to hit harder. And it's Tennessee, Alabama. Don't kid yourself. It still matters. Somebody would say it's not a rivalry anymore. I don't disagree that on the books it's not a rivalry. But those two teams hate each other. And the fan bases hate each other. So it still matters. And they're still going to hit us harder than anybody they're going to hit all year except for Auburn. All right? And lastly, here's my dream scenario. And I'm going to say, I never, ever, ever wish for a player to get injured. You guys know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never want a player to get injured. I don't give a dang about coaches getting injured, though. So here's what I hope, okay? Alabama and their gimmicky epileptic seizure lights causes Nick Saban to have an epileptic seizure after their first touchdown. They score probably 35 seconds into the game. Their touchdown happens, epileptic seizure, brain aneurysm, something like that. He can't coach for at least the rest of the game. And who do they call up? The only former head coach they have on staff, I believe, Butch Jones.
Steve Sarkisian.
And we win the game 14-7. That's where I'm at. That's our greatest hope. Now, realistically, if they would take a 5-touchdown win, I'd shake hands and say, hey, we'll forfeit. Congratulations. Guys, have a good day.
Thanks, Roberto. Hoping for seizures. That's where we are.
It would be good, you identify that early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the lights just got finished, though. Like, surely they've tested those out, right?
Well, yeah, they've tested them, but they haven't had a night game yet. So only a few people have been in the stadium when they've been running them.
Yeah. Okay. What if Alabama scores the first touchdown 7-0, and then the light show like blows all the fuses and they can't finish the game? Can we just call it? Just be like, all right, to the house, mark it down.
Happened before they had to call the game.
You guys win 7-0.
I don't know what year it was.
Or can we just not count it? Can we just say, we'll come back and finish this game like baseball. We'll finish this game only if it matters in the standings.
I think since it'd be their fault, they'd have to be disqualified from the game.
Now we're talking.
It's kind of it's comparable to whenever if you break a backboard, the home team has to replace it, and if they cannot, then they forfeit.
All right, man.
We gotta break more backboards.
Imagine for our bowl chances if we get a forfeit and win to Alabama this weekend.
I was trying to find it.
What about like Ocean's 12? We get one of those things that causes an earthquake.
Uh huh.
We get up a small earthquake. We get up 3-0 and then start spinning it. Oh, got the right vibration, little earthquake. Oh, game's called.
Did we say earlier?
Didn't they just knock the power out in one of those? We just do that. That's easier.
A pinch?
Yeah.
Did that in the Super Bowl one year.
Yeah, the pinch was the first
one. Half a pinch.
It's like a bomb, but without the explosion and chaos and death.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, no, I went back to the pinch. The spinny thing that causes the earthquake was 2.
I was just thinking of Die Hard where he's like, you can't shut it off from down here. Cut the power. It's like, all I got to do is make a call.
You guys is trying that, to play tennis that, with movie quotes. Is
that Die Hard
the worst part of
yeah, it's
show.
The first one.
I don't remember the can't shut it down from down here.
Remember, they wanted to shut the power off. That way the automatic magnetic barrier.
But that's what they wanted.
That's what they wanted.
And then
they got
and
it.
And then they got them.
But he's like, the mayor's going to have my ass.
You ask for miracles, I give you the FBI. They cut the power, the security system goes off, they drill through there and get all those bonds.
Name's Clay. Bill
this
Clay.
This is Davey and Billy. Davey and Houston doing movies.
Bill Clay.
Different movies, different points in different movies.
But it's all about robbery.
Okay.
Yeah. And different, like, weird ways to, get through security.
Mm. Oh.
We're in deep rubble.
Okay, I found it.
Or deep Bonnie. Bonnie Rubble. Trouble. Oh, leave it out.
1913 was the first Bama-Tennessee game in Tuscaloosa. The first Bama-Tennessee game in Tuscaloosa in 1913 finished in almost total darkness with some fans trying to light up the field with their cars and star Bama player Hog Van de Graaff refusing to leave the game after getting his ear torn off.
Tough as nails.
There you go.
Ear torn off?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oof. That's
still
but
mad
but the lights.
At 9.
The game went too late.
It'd be just as dark at 8. Or, not quite, but good enough. The lights still need to be there on
I don't know if they would cancel. The refs made Tennessee LSU play during the downpour that no one could see what was happening, and you lost that game.
God.
After that fumble
Butch
early on. Butch was fired at that point.
Oh. Yeah. So who should have been fighting to get the game postponed?
Brady Hoke.
I want to be your football coach.
Yell at him in your all caps, Brady. Damn.
John! That's all
you got.
That's
all you got.
That's all he said, really. John, this is Brady Oak, and I would love to be your football coach.
24/7 at alumnihall.com. This segment brought to you by Alumni Hall and alumnihall.com. So, it's Thursday.
It is.
It's time to take a look at our college football playoff picks, see if we're going to make any waiver moves. Did you see that the Friday night Ohio State-Northwestern game got moved from FS1 to Big Ten Network because of baseball? Yeah. Baseball. They had inclement weather last night, backed the baseball series up. It had to go
to
FS1.
I was like, how do we not know when the
it
world,
had to go
is
FS1.
It the World Series or is it the Yankees
it's
the series?
ALCS, yeah. The Nats are in the World Series.
Yes, Nats are in.
The winner of the Yankees and Astros. But anyway, that's weird. Is Big Ten Network on like everybody's cable? I know the ACC Network's on like nobody's. Pac-12 or ACC Network's on a couple. Pac-12 is not on like anybody's.
I think a lot.
Most people have Big Ten, though, right?
I believe so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They did a much better job than most.
So I have the first waiver pick on these playoff teams. My teams are Clemson. It's looked a little shaky, but still undefeated at least. Wisconsin looked really good from at least where the preseason expectations were there. Notre Dame, they're still in the top 10, hanging in there, barely beat USC. And I have Oregon, who has a big game this weekend. There's not really a great team out there to add or swap around. All the teams above Oregon, I feel like, they're taken, right? Like, you still have Florida and Auburn, right, Houston?
Yeah.
So
and Georgia.
I'm going to stay – oh, great week for you. I'm going to stay put.
Yes.
Man.
He's big.
Who's next?
I am. Which I'm definitely going. I actually only have three teams, so before I drop a team –
You just get to add one?
I get to add one, yeah.
And go to the back of the line.
Still. Debating.
Who are your three teams?
My three teams are Alabama,
mm-hmm.
Texas. They lost to Oklahoma in the Red River
Showdown. Shootout.
And Iowa, who lost to, Penn State?
Yeah, they're now 4-2.
So
your teams suck. And you only have three.
And now I'm going to add Baylor. Baylor 6-0.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and put them on the
Matt
list.
Matt Rhule.
They do have Oklahoma State this coming week.
They'll probably lose then.
Probably, but they're undefeated right now. So
in fact, Oklahoma State on the money line is now like prime betting advice since you've taken Baylor to be your team.
Interesting.
Get rich, kids.
Yeah. Who's up, me or Billy?
Houston, you're next.
Well, well, well. Decisions, decisions, decisions. So you stayed put.
Yeah.
You just picked up a team and didn't drop anyone.
But still to the back of the line.
Sure. I wish to drop.
Man, your teams went from looking so good to now 9, 10, 11. Who's your
other team? I got Georgia, Auburn, Penn State.
Oh, Penn State.
Go Lions.
You're at 7, 9, 10, 11 in the AP.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Georgia, Auburn, Penn State, Florida. Florida did pretty good against LSU.
There's no one available ahead of those teams, though.
No. Well, this is where you got to maybe take a flyer.
Yeah, okay.
So which team looked the worst out of those three? Well, Auburn lost to LSU. Florida lost to LSU. Florida beat Auburn pretty badly. Seems like Auburn would be a good team to give up. I think Georgia had a hiccup game. I don't think you can get rid of either Georgia or Florida until they play.
Mm.
So I think, even though I think they might be the best team out of the three, I just think after that loss to Florida, Auburn's in deep trouble. You still got Bama. You got LSU.
But
tough schedule.
But if they went out, they're in.
Worth putting them on the chopping block.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Or do I just say, there's no way Florida's going to be making the playoffs.
Do you pick right now who you think's better between Florida and Georgia and drop the other team?
That's tough, too, though.
Because they're not both making it. Like, if you keep Georgia and Florida, that's only one team max.
I know, especially now that they both have one loss.
Right.
So the question is, am I ready today to predict the Georgia-Florida game?
Yeah.
And then make my
– if you hold them both, I guess you do know you'll keep the winner. Because you could strike out completely if you pick the wrong squad.
This is tough. Billy picked up Southern Cal, so he's going to drop them.
No?
Didn't you pick them up last week?
Picked them up a while ago. They got beat, and then I picked up Wake Forest.
Oh, that's right.
And they got beat.
62-59. Scott
fence.
Satterfield put it on the claw fence. Hey, does anybody have Utah?
Not really. I mean, the claw fence did their job.
No. Utah's available?
Yeah.
Yeah, Utah's out there.
Oh, okay.
You did have them, didn't you, Nate?
I had them earlier.
Houston had them, okay.
No, I've stuck with Oregon.
Do you have your original four?
Yeah.
I'm going to drop Florida.
Same, yeah.
I should have never picked them up in the first place. Like an idiot.
All right, drop them Florida.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Who are you taking?
Give me the Broncos.
What?
Boise State.
What?
Big win over Florida State. They're undefeated. They're creeping around in the top 15. They're going to go undefeated. They're at least going to be in the conversation at the end of the year. Mm. That's all I'm asking. Mm. If other teams keep losing, and it's like, hey, it's a two-loss SEC team, or Boise State has done enough in the past, and they at least tried to get Florida State. That win over Oklahoma, was that in the Fiesta Bowl? Was it still called the Fiesta Bowl? People remember that. Boise State got their chance. They ran
Statue of Liberty.
Well, they ran a hook and ladder to get down there, and then they ran the Statue of Liberty. And then the guy proposed to his girlfriend, the cheerleader, and they got engaged. They're America's little sweetheart, little brother sweetheart. So I'm taking Boise State, dropping Florida. The color pattern stays the same. So
he also saw LeGarrette Blunt.
Oh man, that was a great one.
Mm-hmm. Punched that Boise State player.
That guy deserved it.
Knocked him back a week.
That guy deserved it. He ran up talking smack to LeGarrette Blunt. That's one person I would not ever talk smack to. And that punch to this day, just like from the hip, straight out. And that dude, he looked like he had just drank like a sour beer. He was just down. He went. Then the melee.
Bama Billy, you're up.
Boise State. Here we go. Penn State, Boise State, Auburn, Georgia.
So who's best available right now? Utah, Florida. Michigan?
Rankings.
Oh, Florida. Now.
Florida is, yeah.
Well, I have.
But they can't beat Bama.
Wait.
LSU.
Is the way we do this flawed? Like, now that Florida's available, shouldn't I at least have to say, hey, I don't want Florida, and then it goes to Billy?
Yeah, we can do that.
Does that make sense?
That's fine, yeah. I mean, are you taking Florida over one of your four teams?
Nah, I don't want to. Go ahead, Billy. I'm just saying for future reference.
Fair point.
You're first on the waiver wire, and then technically go into waivers,
so
you get a chance.
They should have. I mean, they are ranked ahead of Oregon, but I'll stay put. I don't want the Gators. Go ahead, Billy.
Didn't Wake Forest lose?
Yeah, 62-59. We just said it. Scott
Satterfield. Oh, that's right. They got the Louisville.
Do you listen to the show?
Claw offense.
I mean, I even commented on it. I was like, well, the claw offense didn't get shut down. They scored 50-something points. No defense, though.
You didn't remember your own comment. That's not
listening
to the
show. Do you listen to yourself?
Well, I have. If it ended today and we're going by the rankings, I'd feel
pretty good.
I'd have two playoff teams.
And an argument for three.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma, obviously, man. Wake Forest. Just didn't do it for me. So I really like where I'm at. Obviously, I'm dropping Wake Forest here. I could slide in and get the Gators, right? We just made the mention that Utah is on the board there.
And they play Arizona State, another one-loss team at 17.
Right, and then there's another intriguing team down there that I'm thinking about. However, I think I'm going to pick up Arizona State.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's why. Here's why. I looked at the schedules. Utah hasn't played anyone.
Beat BYU?
Yeah, but
BYU
as far
sucks.
As like as far as like ranked
easy.
Opponents, Arizona State has beat Michigan State. They've beat Cal. And they have an opportunity to beat Utah and Oregon twice if they meet in the Pac-12 championship. So I think that if they win out, they actually have a decent argument to be in the playoffs. So I'm riding with Herm Edwards until they lose.
Okay. Oh, this is great. Because when Utah beats Arizona State this weekend, if I need to switch it up, I can get back on that Ute train. And they don't have to face Oregon at all until the championship game, which will be just enough to get them in.
See, I don't think that – I think their schedule's so weak that they wouldn't get in the playoff, though, even if they went out.
Well, that's okay. If they're not getting in, that probably means a couple of my other teams are looking good.
All right. I guess I'm back up. Or I guess, well, no, it goes to Houston now. And then it would rotate back since I had first waiver, you know, kind of in a snake.
I'm good. Georgia, Auburn, Penn State, Boise State. Two undefeateds and two.
Well, he dropped Wake Forest. Nobody wants Wake Forest. So.
No.
And I couldn't believe he picked Wake Forest.
I should have asked Billy, but I knew he wasn't going to drop anybody else.
Yeah, so it was Boise. Oops.
You didn't want Florida? Oh, yeah, you said that. You want Arizona State over Florida. Yeah, so Davey, I've obviously passed on Florida.
Houston,
Florida?
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, he can't pick up the team he already had. Why would he do that?
I'm dropping Boise State and re-adding Florida.
Well, I didn't know if he was going to get rid of
Auburn. I was just
trying
to get their attention.
Georgia.
No, not yet.
I guess technically speaking, you could drop a team and add Wake Forest. That would be the only thing that makes sense, but that doesn't make sense. So moving along.
Yeah,
with the way Clemson played, it wasn't that bad of a pickup.
Actually, before I do that, I'm going to drop Iowa, and I'm going to add Minnesota. PJ Fleck. They're undefeated.
Row the boat.
They got Rutgers and some other bad Big Ten team, so they're probably going to get to 8-0.
How do I tell my kids about an undefeated? Should we have fired PJ Fleck?
After Butch Jones?
I know.
Can you imagine?
He really was like Butch Jones younger and even more like in your face. But he's also 6-0.
Nah, they'll fall apart. Don't worry about it.
I don't know, man. They waxed Nebraska. How do we think Nebraska fans are feeling right now? They also beat Purdue at Purdue. They got Rutgers, Maryland. Then they get Penn State at Iowa, at Northwestern, Wisconsin to end the season. Tough last 3 out of 4 for the Golden Gophers. But they're bowl eligible.
So now I'm dropping
Rutherford.
Texas.
Land of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota.
Making my third pick for today.
Boat rowing.
And the discussion is, do I go with Utah?
Wait, you've already dropped. Who'd you just drop a second ago?
Iowa.
Okay, and you added Minnesota.
Yes.
Now he's dropping
Texas.
Now
I'm dropping Texas.
You dropped Texas? All right.
They've lost 2 games.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
And they'd have to beat Oklahoma again if they were to get to that opportunity. And even at that point, I don't think a 2-loss Big 10 or Big 12 team will make the playoffs.
All right.
Even with losses to Oklahoma and LSU.
So your teams now are Bama, Texas, Baylor, Minnesota?
Bama, Texas.
Yes, but I'm dropping Texas now.
Oh.
And I'm going. I'm debating whether I go with Florida or
unless any of us
Utah.
Iowa.
True.
All right, David, go again.
That was the worst pickup than Wake Forest.
I think I'm going to take my chances with the Gators right now. I feel better. I know the schedule is going to be a lot tougher for them, but I would feel better about a 1-loss SEC team than a 1-loss Pac-12 team.
All right.
Have you made a change all season?
No.
I didn't think so.
Helps. If it comes down to a tie, bonus points if you haven't made
it's nice
any
when
waiver
you have,
picks.
Let's see how many waiver picks I've made on the year.
I've got you if you want them.
43.
You just did one, Florida via Texas, Baylor via two, no team, who was via Cal, three, who was via Michigan, who was via Southern Cal, who was via Washington, and you have Minnesota, who was via Iowa,
four,
who was via Nebraska. So 7.
5, 6, 7. Actually, I got it. I counted 8. So
you got it at 8?
Yeah. See you here.
What week are we
see,
in?
See, no claims week one.
No, it is 8.
I got,
it's
I
eight.
Got through there.
It's
yeah.
8.
Yeah. After week 2, Houston dropped A&M, added Penn State. I dropped Nebraska, added Iowa. Houston dropped Michigan, added Auburn.
Down.
I dropped Washington,
he
added
just
USC.
Just did all of yours.
Well, I was adding his on top of it.
Why?
I've only made.
Doesn't matter how many moves you make.
I've only
what
made,
matters is
I've
how many teams
4.
Get in the playoffs, Nate.
He's made double the moves of anybody. He also took no team 1 week, which is crazy to me.
Actually, we never specified how the rules work, so at the end, we're just going to all debate who had the best.
That's what it is. Whoever has the highest rated teams.
Right now, I'm winning.
Does the season end right now?
I'm
really?
Just saying.
So wait, is
we have a halfway debate? I'm winning.
Is Houston? I guess
do we do that? It's like the playoff rankings.
Yes,
and, like with the committee. So like. As we get late in the season.
I'm the only guy with no team in right now. I'll say that.
So you're definitely out. So, like, right now.
I'm fourth in the rankings.
We do it the way the committee does.
But
we
I'm
say,
sneaking
if
around.
If the season ended now, the winner of the playoff picks
is
would
Billy.
Be Billy Williford.
Yeah.
He has well, the second and fourth seeds in the.
And fifth.
So, yeah. Nate's obviously first on the waiver wire moving into next week. Is Houston second or third? Because Billy and Houston, I'm. Trying to think.
Houston
back.
Was second.
He was second this week.
I was third this week. It was you, Davey, me.
Davey's last.
Yeah,
doesn't
I'm last.
Not
I've
first.
Already got that.
We're trying to determine who's.
But you didn't make a move this week. No, you did, and he made it after me. So I'm second because you didn't make a move. So it'll be you, me, Billy,
no, it
Davey.
Flips.
Or
he's ahead of you.
It would be Billy since
you
went
you
first.
You got to pick ahead of him this week,
and since you both made the same number of moves.
Yeah. So he's second. You're third.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. Keep the show rolling. Hour 3.
Look at all these moves by Davey. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
You're going to run out of disk space on your computer.
I actually am kind of low. I don't even know how to clear it out.
Somebody help you some of this.
All my apps are like required by Apple. I go, well, I don't want it.
Have you sustained an illness?
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Thursday Night Football tonight brought to you by MyBookie. Use promo code Knoxville to double your first deposit. MyBookie.ag to get your bets in. I'm not sure if the... We got Chiefs-Broncos tonight in the NFL. Not sure if the... I mean, the Chiefs maybe not playing as well as we thought they could. It's in Mile High. Denver did get a win last week, but I'm not sure if they're any good or if it's just the Titans being so, so bad. John Reed was so out on Mariota yesterday, and I was
loving
it.
Do you blame him?
Dude, it was incredible radio. Mad at the Titans.
I saw your tweet.
John Reed is...
This is my favorite John Reed.
Yeah. One, definitely.
Real quick, I made an error yesterday. So your
an
phone...
An error or an error?
Error.
Okay.
Your phone...
Yeah.
I went to get it at the foam rubber and fabric outlet off North Central
uh-huh.
yesterday. Historic North Knoxville. Happy holler. Gave it to me for free. So I just want to shout out those guys. If you need foam rubber, cut to order, mattress, pad, whatever you need. They got fabric too. Just saying. Foam rubber and fabric outlet. They gave it to me for free. I told them I'd give them a shout out. Talked to that guy for like 30 minutes. We talked about everything under the sun. And I mean everything.
Everything.
NASCAR.
Yeah. Not enough, apparently.
His fights in high school.
Didn't know Trevor Bayne.
Alcoa football.
2011.
Talked about everything. He, yeah. Oh yeah.
Knoxville native.
I was 2 years off on that. Just remember Bass Pro picked him up. He then sponsored his car, and then he won the Daytona 500. I was like, oh, good move by Bass Pro. I don't think he's done much since.
How'd you think the Little Giants punishment went?
It was good. You looked just like the guy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not a hard one. You just have to look kind of like an idiot.
You know, I felt exhausted the rest of the day. I think it's because I just like,
sweat so much?
Stress of sitting awkwardly for 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I really did. I'm not even making this up. Like, it's just, it's strange.
Could be asbestos.
I liked some, I'd have to go back and look. You didn't tag me in the tweet where I was, you took the picture, so I had to go
Sorry.
Find it. But one of the first replies I thought was good is it looks more like a where are they now?
It did kind of look like that because you wore the glasses.
Yeah.
But then we found the guy and where he is at now. And,
oh,
oof,
yeah.
You look better
I'm
than that
better
guy
than
does.
Him,
yeah.
Thank God.
You could tell when that kid was a kid.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be a...
He was going to be a... What do they call him? FLKs? Funny-looking kid. He was a funny-looking kid.
And then he became a funny-looking guy.
FLA.
Yeah. FLM. Adult. Funny-looking man.
Man. Okay. So we got Broncos hosting Chiefs.
Chiefs have been bad lately. Surprisingly bad.
Yeah, do we?
I don't know what to think.
I don't. It's kind of weird. The whole AFC is weird to me. Like I don't. Are the Texans that good? Are they all just about the same? Are we just spinning circles here? Like surely Buffalo's not that good, right? Buffalo's 4-1.
Their defense is
good. Offense sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sucks might be too strong of a word, but I mean, if the Ravens at 4-2, obviously the Pats are undefeated. They've played no one. But again, if it was a different team at 6-0, you'd say it mattered. The Pats being 6-0 feels like they'll still just, you know, doesn't matter. They're still good.
Do you want to talk about your Titans, Davey?
I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, but the move has been made that Ryan Tannehill will be starting.
I think that was about what we mentioned, just that
Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. I mean, when you look at what their defense has been able to do this year, you realize if you just had a somewhat competent offense, you would be 6-0. Like, I mean, it's asking an offense to only score 21 points in an NFL game is not asking for much. And the fact that you're looking at 2-4, or you are 2-4, somehow they're favored against the Chargers. I guess it's because the Chargers have been trash.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a disappointment for sure.
They're also all hurt.
Yeah.
Mm. Their whole defense.
But I guess the biggest thing for me, and I'll just make another parallel to the Tennessee Volunteers. After last season, Matt LaFleur, the offense coordinator for the Titans, decided to take the head coaching job with the Green.
Hadn't he done it before? I was listening to the Colin show on the way back, and all the guys were kind of looking at Arthur Smith like, this would probably be the guy that I want to call plays.
Well, he hadn't called plays before for the Titans.
No, I'm just saying.
But, I mean, he's been in that organization. Like, this is by far the highest ranking position he has held. Mm. And it's very similar to when Butch is like, you know what, I'm just going to promote Larry Scott from within.
Ooh.
That's what I would compare it to. And it's just turned flat. The inside of the offensive line, you could even make the tackles haven't played well. The Titans are giving up sack after sack. And I am curious to see how, if that changes at all once Tannehill gets in. Because Mariota, there would be a couple of times he would just hold on to the ball for too long and you could attribute the sack to himself. But still, the offensive lines look terrible. I saw a stat today that Derrick Henry has been... They've made contact with him before he's got back to the line of scrimmage more than any other team in the nation right now.
We're very familiar with that stuff rate.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was wrong. This is weird. He was a defensive assistant kind of early in his career.
Yeah, they've just moved him around the Titans staff for almost.
He got there in 2011. He was defensive quality control for a year. Yep. Then he went to offensive quality control, offensive line and tight ends assistant in 2013. Assistant tight ends coach in 14 and 15, tight ends coach through, well, this week, and now he's the offensive coordinator. You know, that's what LSU did with Steve Emsinger. It's working out.
And so
you want to get the tight ends more involved, I think, right? Like Delanie Walker, don't we agree?
He's not gotten many receptions at all in the season outside of that first game, but like even then I'm looking at Cleveland, and Cleveland's not looked good at all, even though you beat them by 30 points. That game was a lot closer, and you just really put on some points there at the end. Falcons, they've looked terrible. They get scored on like it's nothing, and, I mean, you beat them 24-10, I believe, was the final score of that one, but you had all your points in the first half. So the Titans
you got
not
conservative
had a full game.
And made some really weird coaching decisions.
That's the thing. It's like Vrabel is
not kicking that field goal to go up 17. Did you see what he said about why Mariota has not progressed?
He made the comment of like,
maybe I'm just not a good coach, or yeah. I guess I'm just not a good coach. Seems like a really weird.
Yeah,
it's like, buddy, do you not realize
that
like you can get fired this year if you're not careful? Like this ain't college. You don't get 4 or 5 years guaranteed. Like it could be zoom and you're done.
It's frustrating as a fan because you look at the roster and the schedule and you're just like, man, this team's got a good chance to make the playoffs. You had Andrew Luck go out early and retire for the Colts, so the division's wide open. You have Nick Foles go down.
And then you blast the Browns, and I'm thinking, holy bleep, the Titans are set up for success.
Yeah, I was thinking after that game, I was like, there's no reason they shouldn't be 5-1 to start the season after they beat Cleveland. And you're looking at 2-4. So I don't know what the answer is because – it looks like it's bigger than just the quarterback on the offense, and it's not a situation where I feel you're going to be able to shore anything up for the rest of this season. And right now I'm at the point where, I mean, we constantly made jokes about Jeff Fisher where it was always like 7-9, 8-8, and he just kind of stayed around the 500 mark. But that, Nate, as you've mentioned tons of times, that's like one of the worst places to be in the NFL because you're not good enough to make the playoffs.
And you're not getting good draft picks.
So, like, I need them to either just finish the season like 3-13 or actually make the playoffs, because right now you don't have a quarterback on this roster for a long-term contract at all. And is it to the point where you see somebody that you're like, all right, I want to go target them in the draft? Which I will say it is good news for the Titans right now, because the demand for once for a quarterback in the NFL is a lot lower than it has been. I think right now you have the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Titans, and maybe one other team looking for a quarterback next year. So the fact that that's the case, you got to feel somewhat good about your chances of getting a guy that you've at least kind of narrowed down and you're probably not going to have to trade up for unless you just see somebody you absolutely love that's getting a lot of talk. But, I mean, that's one of the things. Like the Titans, when was the last time they hit on a quarterback early and it's worked out to where they were able to make that guy their franchise quarterback? And the last time you did that was Steve McNair in the 90s. So you failed numerous times before whenever it came to – I guess Vince Young would have been the next guy, but, I mean, he got rookie of the year, but then it just
then
fell through.
Fell off,
and then another guy would have been Jake Locker.
That didn't work out.
And then Marcus Mariota, you have the conversation of who's going to be better, Jameis or Marcus. And right now they're both looking terrible.
Awful.
So it's just frustrating because, like, even when they do, they are able to get their guy has not been quality.
No, they've missed at quarterback. I mean, you can't do that consistently and build, you know, I mean, that's why quarterbacks, when you're good, they last forever because it's so hard to find. I mean, even a decent quarterback, they last forever in the league because you know what the alternative is, and that's going down. Not a terrible year for quarterbacks, but I think there are a lot in this draft class that are kind of – their NFL potential is kind of a question mark. Like, number one on Walter Football is Tua. Okay, I see that. I understand why. But he's 6'1". He's kind of got small hands, it looks like. He throws it a little funny. He's not so great of a runner that it kind of offsets that Kyler Murray style. Kyler Murray has a gun anyway. So I don't know about that. I think Herbert makes sense. He's looked okay this year. Fromm, to me, seems like a no-go. I wouldn't risk my NFL franchise with Jake Fromm. Eason at Washington is interesting. Huge, absolute gun of an arm, but the Titans, last time he took a Washington quarterback, it didn't really go that well. Kellen Mond is 5th. Do you see that one coming?
No.
No, I would never guess that.
I was about to say, he's ahead of Burrow.
Now, that's what's crazy. So, 6th is Steven Montez at Colorado. Okay. 6'5", 235. Big guy.
I've heard him, yeah.
He's a 2-4 round projection. KJ Costello at Stanford, the guy who beat Keller Christ. He's been okay, but Stanford just not very good. Number 8, Jordan Love, Utah State.
Has this been updated?
Yeah. Number 9, Joe Burrow.
Not too long ago.
Number 9.
It wasn't updated after Florida.
Okay.
But
it's weird, though, because this says projected round 1 or 2, and then you've got guys rated, you know, ahead of him that are rounds 2 through 4.
Yeah, that's odd.
So, yeah, I don't know. Then Nate Stanley at Iowa. I would not touch an Iowa quarterback. James Morgan, Florida International. I don't even think I've seen him play. Ellinger. And then if you want to ride the Mississippi State quarterback success in the NFL train, of which there's been a lot, Brian Lewerke, 6'3", 212. Rounds 4 through 6 projection.
The who? What? Where's he? What school?
Michigan State.
Michigan State. Okay.
Who just somehow puts quarterbacks all up in the NFL lately.
I heard you say Mississippi State. I'm not sure that's what you said.
If I did, it's because I always do that. Michigan State.
We got to take a break, but the last point I want to make is, too, like, the defense is playing well, but Dean Pease is probably going to retire at the end of the season, so you're looking at having to get a new play caller there.
Great.
Not good.
Yep. We'll come back. Final segment of the program. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Final segment of the program. I want to let you know, coming up on Sunday, October the 27th, from 3 until 5 in the afternoon, Blue Ridge Yoga is putting on a fundraiser at Schultzbrau. All proceeds will go to the St. Jude Hospital in honor of a young boy that lost his fight to brain cancer back in May. And it's going to be a lot of stuff for the kids. So if you have kids and you want to get them out of the house on Sunday the 27th, you can make that happen from 3 to 5. Harry Potter themed stuff, activities, pumpkin painting, henna tattoos, face painting, all that kind of stuff. They'll even have a special St. Jude brew with proceeds. $1 off each one of those beers sold will be donated as well. Proceeds going to St. Jude Hospital, and that's one that's close to home. That was a classmate of my daughter in elementary school. So that's Sunday, October 27th from 3 until 5. We got to do NFL Eliminator. Davey, you're up first.
I'm going to take San Francisco this week. They're playing at Washington, but they've been looking really well. Washington, again, they are on their second game with Bill Callahan. They are coming off a win over the Miami Dolphins, but I don't believe it's going to be enough to get them past the 49ers, so I'm going to lock in the San Francisco 49ers as my pick for Week 7.
I hate picking division games. I also hate picking teams that are overachieving because I feel like they're always susceptible to upset. But I don't feel like there's a lot of other good options. I'm going to take Buffalo at home to continue their winning ways against a winless Miami team that I feel like might be tanking. And Buffalo has a good defense, so even if it's Fitzmagic, I'm hoping they'll turn him over and things will kind of go that way.
Well, he'll turn it over. It's just a matter of how much.
And when, yeah. Billy's still alive for round one. He's made like 7 picks so far, something like that. Who's left, Billy? Who you got?
I did like the Bills pick, but they haven't beat anyone. They beat the Jets by 1.
Yep.
They beat the Giants pretty handily, actually. The Bengals by 4, and the Titans this past week by 7. I'm just not sold on them, and I don't have to take them if I want to make it to the end of, you know, SEC or NFL Eliminator.
Are they coming off a bye?
I'm going with the Packers against the Raiders. I don't think there's any chance that they're going to lose.
Oh, in Lambeau Field, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Raiders at Packers.
No chance.
Should be a good week of NFL football. Starts tonight, Thursday night football, Kansas City at Denver. Obviously, we'll talk tons of Tennessee, Alabama tomorrow. Bounce around the SEC Friday edition of the shows.
We'll SEC get you Survivor.
For the weekend. More picks. Drawings coming up. Picks. Another big weekend of college and NFL football. Even got ALCS action tonight. Astros and Yankees. The Blitz is next. Keep it right here for them. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio.